Bill Cole votes for Donald J. Trump for President of the United States. Michael R. Pence for Vice President of the United States.
Secretary of State Natalie Tennant read out the five official Electoral College votes cast at the Capitol by the state's members of the Electoral College. Former Senate President Bill Cole was one of those five electors, all of whom voted for Trump and Pence. Others were Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, Secretary of State-elect Mack Warner, candidate for Treasurer Ann Erling, and Ron Foster, whose wife and son are members of the House of Delegates. Across the country, electors have been pressured to change their votes to prevent a Trump presidency. Cole said he received thousands of letters asking him to do so.
The ones that I opened were the ones that were addressed from West Virginia, and I probably got out of 2,000 or 3,000 letters, I probably got 10. Most of them came from California, New York, Florida, so.
A handful of protesters attended the electoral vote in Charleston Monday, holding signs and wearing T-shirts showing their distaste with President-elect Trump. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.